This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour in this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gangzo here, including Fritzy. Mark Sanchez, former quarterback, now working for Fox. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. A lot of times, we'll look at the correlation between how much you spend and how much you win. And I think we look at the Yankees for decades, the Golden State Warriors the last decade. These teams have spent big, and they reap the benefits. But the NFL is different. Yesterday, Patriots new head coach Gerard Mayo said that the team's ready to burn some cash in free agency. Okay, the last time New England spent big in free agency was 2021. They spent over $137 million, guaranteed contracts in 2 days. So that was Matthew Judon, Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, Nelson Agholor, Kendrick Bourne, Jalen Mills. Yeah, exactly. Now, the teams who spent the most this season, anybody have an idea, a guess? These two teams spent the most going into this season. If you said, Marvin?
The Eagles?
Nope. Todd?
The Denver Broncos?
Nope. Paulie?
The Raiders.
No. Seton O'Connor.
The Rams?
Nope. Saints and Chargers. Both missed the playoffs. Meanwhile, Ravens, Niners, Chiefs, Lions built through the draft. And, you know, the Rams, you know, won the Super Bowl. They dealt away all their draft picks. But money doesn't fix everything, and that's what we're going to find out in New England. New person in charge, and you're going to spend your money differently. And can you get different results there? Can you get a quarterback there? That's where I would start. Also, you know, there was a report that came out, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was Sunday, that Mac Jones was working out at the facility. And then there were a couple of anonymous players who said, oh, he's being phony, you know, the new head coach and you're there working out. Okay. Does he normally work out? Did he do that last year? Does he do that in the? Is it one of those where got a new coach, got to go in there and impress, you know, impress him with my work ethic here? That's what Tom did. He was first one there, last one to leave. I'm going to show that. I wonder if you can have a reclamation project in Mac Jones. Do you have the patience to do that? Ownership clearly likes him. I think that was one of the disconnects with Belichick and the Kraft family, how they were going to use Mac Jones, but. I guess if Baker Mayfield can revitalize here, you know, with his career this year with Tampa, then Mac Jones, can he revisit his rookie season? Yes, Paul?
2021, Mac Jones was a rookie. He started all 17 games. He was 10-7. He was a 68% passer, 3,800 yards, 22 touchdowns, 13 picks. For a rookie, that's pretty high end. He finished second rookie of the year.
Yeah.
So he has the ability to play football.
Well, I think he has the ability when he has players with ability with him.
And that was not the most talented team in the world.
Yeah. They made the playoffs?
Were they? Yeah, they had that 10-7. They snuck in.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just curious about that. With, you look at Jared Goff, kick to the curb, Baker Mayfield, kick to the curb, and you get them on the cheap, get them with a chip on their shoulder, and, you know, maybe you can get some magic out of that. But if your own teammates are saying things to the media, that's different. Because I remember talking to somebody, I won't say a Patriot source, but this person had friends who were on the team and said the locker room was divided. You remember when I told you that with Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones? And it made headlines. But Gerard Mayo has been there. He's been there as a player, and he's been there as an assistant coach, and now he's the head coach there as well. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Let me update you, Dan, on the last two hours.
All right.
I would rather score 81 in a game or be the NBA scoring champion. Right now it's up to 69% of the vote would rather be scoring champion.
All right.
I think that's got a lot to do with just longevity. And that's what we've got for you.
Okay. Well, the reason why we brought this up, you know, Kobe put up 81. Joel Embiid put 70 on the Spurs last night. Karl Anthony Towns had 62 in a loss against Charlotte. But Embiid dropping 70, and he's going to lead the league in scoring again. Will that be three times in a row, which doesn't happen very often with Joel Embiid? But he can put up points that it seems effortless. It just does. There's certain players where you go, wow, how many's he got? And I think that if you're looking, what do I want him to do? Do I want him to go left? Do I want him to try to drive? Do I want him to go left and try to drive? Everybody has, you know, there's a weakness or something that you try to push them to. And I always love whenever there's a left-handed player, you go, oh, you got to force him to his right. Well, why don't we do that with right-handed players where we force them to their left? But you see a left-handed guy on the floor, and you're like, yeah, make him go right. Nobody ever says a right-handed guy, make him go left. Like, left-handers haven't thought of that. Like, oh, my God, you're gonna make me go right, and I'm a left-hander? I remember watching Manu Ginobili, and you would see teams that were basically playing him just have him go right. Don't let him come back left. And he would go back left. He had this ability, him and Nate Archibald. Hey, you're going to force him right, and they somehow would always get back to their left and beat you. But, you know, James Harden, you know, they've been trying to figure out how to stop him for a long, long time. Hey, make him go right. Yeah. Like, these guys wouldn't work on that in the offseason. Hey, nope, I'm only going left. Not going to work on going right. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. By the way, when you have players who have scored at least 70 points, the fewest three-pointers, David Robinson had one when he had 71 points. Joel Embiid, one three-pointer last night. But the most three-pointers for a game of that magnitude, Dame Lillard, when he had 71, had 13 threes. 13-3.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
By the way, odds to win the MVP, according to DraftKings, this morning, Joel Embiid comfortably in front. Then it's the Joker, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, then big leap to Luka, and then Giannis. But you're probably saying the same thing. With Joel Embiid, had 70. Man, that's awesome. Let me see you win a big playoff series. Let me see your team get to the NBA Finals. Because, you know, same thing with Lamar Jackson. Certain player, Mike Trout, certain players where you go, yep, great regular season. Now I want to see what you do in the postseason. And I don't think it's being unfair, because if we're labeling greatness, remember, with Joel Embiid, he won the MVP. And I think if you told people Joker's going to win the NBA title, people would have voted for Joker for the regular season. But we were waiting for Jokic to do something in the postseason. Now he's done it. The timing of the vote. And I think this year, if Joker and Denver have the best record and he has great numbers, you might have voters who pause and say, well, I know that he has won a championship and this guy has not. whether it's fair or not, you know, we measure greatness with what you do in the postseason. Michael in Fort Wayne. Hey, Mike, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Danettes. Wanted to comment on Patrick Mahomes. But first, I've got some great news for Fritzy. Todd, if you're willing to stay just a couple days longer in Vegas, you can catch the real event of the year, Barry Manilow's first show at the Westgate Hotel.
Whoa.
Okay.
At the Copacabana.
Yeah.
Okay.
But back to Patrick Mahomes. Earlier in the show, you mentioned the possibility of Andy Reid leaving and what it would mean for the ultimate legacy of Patrick Mahomes. I would argue that Mahomes needs Andy Reid to leave if he is ever going to seriously be considered the greatest of all time. Greatness in all sports right now is measured by the ability to replicate results in a variety of settings. Tom Brady left New England and won the Super Bowl in Tampa, and he proved his greatness outside of Belichick. Now, Patrick, I think, needs to prove that he can win outside of Andy Reid, and honestly, he would probably need to win the Super Bowl with two additional sets of coaches if he's not going to be leaving Kansas City.
All right. That's advanced. I appreciate that. Yeah. Well thought out. How about you call back in 10 years? Nobody's going to be here, but if you want to call back in 10 years... You know what? I'll have Tyler stay answering phone calls for the next 10 years.
He was planning on it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to leave. Tyler will still be in there answering phone calls. Curtis in Colorado Springs. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Hey, I was calling in. I had a poll question. Me and my buddy were going back and forth a little bit ago. It was, is Kevin James a good comedian or a great comedian? And then I also had a pie to the face bet, too.
Okay.
Taking my Nuggets to go back-to-back versus the field.
Okay, does anybody want a piece of Curtis? He's got the Nuggets going back-to-back. No, no. Back row?
Back-to-back?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get, so you get every other team in the NBA, Seton.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Curtis. Seton's got your bet.
All right, I'll take it.
All right, pie to the face. Okay.
All right, shout out Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful area.
You get every team.
I get every single one.
You get the Bulls.
Yeah.
You get the Nets.
Yeah, I'll take them.
You get Spurs. You get the Spurs.
Yeah, I'm going to take every single one of them. One of them just might do it.
They could.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody gets hot. I don't know how to rate Kevin James as far as where he is as a comedian. I think what he did with the King of Queens, that show was on, I think, 9 years. That's a long time. So he did something right. Yes, yes.
I've heard his stand-up. I think he's a very good comedian.
Okay.
I reserve great for, like, the George Carlins and Chris Rocks of the world. But I think
well,
Kevin
you
does
can't.
A really good
I mean,
job.
Come on. That's not fair to yeah, put
it's
in.
Hard to call no. someone a great comedian unless, you know.
Yeah, but they're known as being comedians. Kevin James is an actor. And a comedian, or he's in roles that are funny, like Paul Blart Mall Cop.
That's good.
I did like that.
I like that a lot.
Paul Blart Mall Cop. I did try to backdoor and get into that.
We
one
didn't
too.
Get in that one.
No, no. I think Kevin and I were at odds back then. Like we had a rough patch, and but you know we're good now. We are great now. Yes, Paul.
Did you ever watch the darker comedy version of Paul Blart Mall Cop? I think it's Observe and Report with Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
That is dark.
That one's funny, too.
And good.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a call for two Mall Cop movies so close to each other, but they both worked.
Eric in Indiana. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. How's it going today? Back low. Hope you guys are all doing well. I just wanted to let you know, man, that whole Kevin James, King of Queens thing and... I'm 59 years, 58. I just turned 58. And my fiance, 39, a buck 10. And I'm 5'7", 5'8", 240. You guys hit a good nerve. I loved it. I was like, man, my fiance still wears a bikini right in front of me. I'm like, hey, got it. So it doesn't get but, much better
but,
than that.
But Eric, do people look at you and then look at her and go, wait, you two are together?
People look at her and look at me and walk up and ask. They literally walk up and ask. I'm like, man, you know, when you got it, you got it.
Eric, I sometimes shouldn't ask a question I might know the answer to, but what is it exactly you have?
It, you know.
That's a boss answer right there, Eric. Well done, lad.
And a lot of it.
Well done.
There's more of it. How about you send a picture, Eric?
There's a certain energy right there that fellow's
Eric,
exuding.
Eric, can you send a picture?
I'll send a picture.
Okay, you and your wife together. Not just you, but you and your wife.
Okay. No, I'll send a picture of me. The funny thing about it all is, DP, is my wife looks 25.
Okay. So, good for you.
Yeah, that makes it even look worse. And all I am is a truck driver. All I do is drive a truck.
All right. Tyler, put you on hold, and we'll give you the information. Let's see a picture of you and your wife. By the way, another round of applause for Eric in Indiana.
Legend.
Eric, he's got it. And he's got plenty of it. Oh. Yes, Todd.
Is having it a parent's will that has got a lot of money that's coming to in the near future?
He's a truck driver. I don't know. Maybe he's just got charm. Maybe he's just a good guy.
Could be. Could very well
maybe
be.
He's got hidden talents. Yes, Paul.
He's also confident enough to be a truck driver. You're away from home in long stretches.
Ooh.
With a hot wife at home.
Uh-huh.
He must have a lot of it.
Well, don't put that in his head, man.
A truckload of it.
A truckload of it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Wow.
The big E.
We have a buddy in college. We have a college friend. It's fair to say he doesn't take care of himself. His wife looks like a fitness model, and nobody knows the backstory. It's like an urban legend with my college friends.
Mm.
Fascinating.
Yes, Todd.
So how do you explain something like that? Is that like a love at first sight thing? It must be really, really funny.
Well, you tell me.
That's a good point.
Now, see, that's the angle you should be taking, Todd, is let me tell you how this
Well, sometimes if you're really funny and, you know, you make someone laugh all the time and at ease and, you know, women like that kind of stuff. And they may overlook some
shortcomings. Do you think you're one of those guys?
I think I have a very good personality and I'm attractive enough that I was able to make that work with my bride.
Okay.
I never said I was super hot, but I don't think I'm like someone that's like, how did you get her? Oh my God, you're so in over your skis. I don't think that's fair either.
Okay. If your wife's a 9, what are you?
I would probably be at a 6.8.
6.8.
Is that fair?
That's aggressive.
6.8.
That's aggressive.
6.6?
Well,
over 5. If I'm about, over 5, you round it off to the nearest 10.
Let's go around
as long
the
as
room.
I'm 5.0.
Let's go around the room, and we're going to rate Todd.
Including my years in high school and college.
No. Just right now. No, when you were like 19, I mean, you were 10. So, Seton, you rank Todd. What would you give him?
I'm not rating Todd's looks.
Okay.
Let me do that.
Okay. Yeah. Paul, yeah, you
Paul,
do it.
Please. This, update your rankings for us.
Yes. I haven't done them in years.
Okay.
I would tell you, Todd looks especially nice today. His hair is nice. He's dressed well.
Just rate him.
I'd say he's a comfortable 5. He's harmless. If he worked out at all, I think he could be a 7.
Yeah.
Because he's got the frame for a good workout.
Yes, Seton.
Now, can we ask Paul to rank himself,
Paul,
where he falls in the Todd scale?
What would you rank yourself?
Oh, for guys my age, I'm going 7.7.
7.7.
7.7. Let's round up to the 8.
Okay.
Take it.
I'm not going to do it. I'm
Marvin,
not gonna do it.
Marvin, rate yourself.
Huh?
Yeah.
Solid 6.
This is all so weird.
All right. It is very much so.
The Seton, weirdest thing.
Seton,
I didn't rank yourself. Todd, so I don't have to rank myself.
That's fair.
Well, Paulie did.
Yeah, I know. This is one of those weird things that you guys like to do, though. I don't want to rank Todd's looks.
This is the only weird thing that we like to do?
No, I said this is one of the weird things you guys like
yes,
to do.
Todd.
There's a list of them.
And people confuse Paul for like Jason Statham. And,
no, they don't.
So like the,
no, Paul confuses himself.
Woody Harrelson,
for Jason
so that would be like an 8.4.
No,
or something.
No.
Let's not kid each other.
I give myself a solid 7.5. Yeah. 7.5.
And it's based off our ages and how we're doing in comparison to the field. Like us
well,
versus the
it's
field.
The reaction that I get from the shorties. Yeah, I'm just saying.
So you guys are 3/4 of the way to hotness, and I'm just very, very average.
Well, Paulie said you're a 5.
That's very, very average.
Yeah.
I don't think I should take that as a compliment.
50th percentile?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yes, Marv.
See, but Fritzy is in the, yeah, I get it, like range, where you see him when he was young, I get it. Because you see him and his wife, all right. But you see him when he was young? Oh, I get it. I see why she went for him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not like he was never, like, I would have killed to look like him for one day. Shirt off?
Yeah.
Marvin, we're in church.
Full head of hair.
Hey, Ma, relax. Yeah. Relax. You see this? You see these pecs?
Yeah.
Relax.
Full head of hair. Relax. And you are jacked.
I'm in church. I'm in church like this. God appreciates
this.
Yes,
Todd.
His sense of humor, whatever you want to call it, bombing in the clubs, whatever you want to call it, and I don't know, that a little charms, a decent successful career, if you want to call it that, moderately successful career. Is that worth a point?
Sense of humor.
It's not just about look.
I gave you those points.
I've been riding sense of humor for a long, long time.
Oh, so Paulie gave me those points. So I was actually like in the 3.5, 4, and then
he factored
the personality
that in.
Oh, yeah. And the career.
You were a 3.6.
And I see I jumped up to 5. Okay, now that makes it a little better at least.
Okay.
Very successful.
Mark Sanchez. How hot is Mark Sanchez?
Very.
Well, he was.
Seton, what would you give Mark Sanchez?
He's in the I get it category. Okay. Like, oh, yeah, see, I get.
When he was a Jet quarterback.
Oh my gosh.
But now as an analyst, not as hot. How about we take a break? This is why we don't win sports Emmys. Oh, God. How about we take a break here?
I'm a little psychologically affected right now.
Thank you, Todd. We've lost Todd for the last 40 minutes of the show. All right, back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Tyler says he's getting all kinds of phone calls that people want to rate our looks. You got to have a sense of humor to work on this program.
Robert emailed and said, this rating is like driving. Everyone thinks they're above average.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. Melinda wrote in, Dan, she's got you as a 10. Ask women. Dan is hot.
Oh.
50% is the voice.
Yeah.
She also rated Todd as a 2. Sorry, Todd.
Wow.
50% of that is also the voice. No, she didn't. She didn't say that.
Damn. Okay, but you know that Fritzy is going to have a terrible day the rest of the day.
I'm very sensitive.
Okay.
And he's going to go home, too, and be like, you're not that much hotter than me.
No.
That's what he's going to say to his wife. That's what he's thinking.
No, I'm actually going to be staring at myself in the mirror for hours.
No, no, you're going to go.
That's not
going to
help.
You're going to go to your wife and you're going to go, what would you rate me, hon?
Because if you look at Todd's comments from before, he wasn't upset that like people were like, wow, your wife is really good looking. It was that she was so much better looking than him. And he's like, I'm not that bad looking. Yeah. I'm not that, what the hell? She's not that much hotter than me.
Yeah, I made it about me for a change.
And this is the wrong guest to have on right after this.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah.
This guy.
Mark Sanchez joining us on the program. Sure. Yeah. Mark, how would you rate yourself?
I'm obviously not Big E, wherever he's from. I'm in. Who said a truckload of it?
Oh, yeah. I got that's the truck driver from Indiana. Yeah, one of our callers.
Dude, so. I'm obviously not Big E.
No, no, who is?
Yeah. I don't know, but this is really funny, and I feel bad for Fritzy, man.
No, don't.
I got a 5 and a 2.
Yeah.
These are some of the numbers we're throwing around.
Yeah.
Add them together, big guy.
Yeah, that's right. Together. There you go. Mark's got my back.
All right. So Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst, former NFL USC quarterback here. All right. We asked this question yesterday. Will Josh Allen win a Super Bowl in his career?
Yes. I absolutely think so. I think I saw the whole debate yesterday with Orlovsky, with Ryan Clark, with Rex. I saw it with Shannon and Stephen A. and all these guys. And this narrative that's coming out, like Josh didn't play well enough yesterday or Sunday to win. I can't subscribe to that. I just can't. I think he played well enough to win. Look at, you know, I thought Ryan Clark made a really good point about when you go get that gold jacket and when you give your acceptance speech, whatever, like the person presenting you doesn't have to say much. But everybody in the crowd, when they look at Tom Brady, is going to remember the Julian Edelman catch, some big kicks by Vinatieri, some amazing throws by Tom Brady, amazing reads, amazing deliveries, diving catches by Gronkowski, defensive stops and interceptions that put him in a good place. And he took advantage of it. Yes, he's the trigger man. Yes, he's the guy. And he's going to get all the blame and all the praise, and that's the way it goes. But this notion that Josh didn't play well enough, that's just crazy to me. I mean, he played well enough to win twice now and got let down by the rest of the team. And he wore it, just wore it on the chin, no yeah. problem. And he wore it on the chin early in the year when he wasn't taking care of the football. And people said, oh, he's trying to be Superman. He needs to just chill and run the system and then pick your spots to make your big plays. Well, that's what he did, and now he didn't play well enough. So that I just don't like the double standard there. And then somebody made the point about, you know, Patrick Mahomes. We wouldn't be saying this about Patrick. We'd be saying he didn't play well. That's not true. We said his guys have been dropping the ball all year. So that one, I have a hard time stomaching that. I think he needs a little help. He's got a guy walked into his lap. His left tackle who's battling in the game, he gets walked into his lap, affects the throw. 3 huge drop passes. And how about Cooks? He makes up for the drop to Cook. That's a walk-in touchdown
yeah.
on the halfback angle before halftime. So he runs it in himself. Like, don't tell me Josh didn't play well. Come on, man. That's crazy. So I don't know. I think he's a heck of a player. I think he's going to be just fine. They just – in those positions, I mean, they were decimated at linebacker. Their defense – Kansas City walked the ball up. They had 5 third downs, Dan. 5 third downs? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's how well they were moving the ball on first and second down. You don't even need third down. That's a quarterback's dream. That is like, it's easy. I don't know. That's wild to me. Against a really good defense, so I don't know.
Help me understand the drama with the Cowboys, with C.D. Lamb and Dak Prescott, and relatives are now involved in this. That it feels like C.D.'s mom criticizing Dak and Dak's brother criticizing C.D. and how do you bring that you know, some closure. So you already have enough drama because you played for the Cowboys. But that's bad.
That was going to be my first point. So that goes, it's not inherently good or bad, this spotlight that comes with being a Cowboy and wearing the star, okay, and being the quarterback there. Ask Tony Romo. But it's like fire. Fire isn't inherently good or bad. It can warm you, it can cook your food, and it can burn down your whole damn village. So how do you use this fire? How do you use this spotlight? How do you take advantage of it, and how do you handle the negative parts of it and create barriers or safety measures so that you don't get burned by this white hot spotlight? Well, the family on Twitter, which is the, you know, bathroom wall of the internet, anybody can say anything, you know, like, come on, for a good time, call Big E and then put his phone number in there. You know what I mean? Like, you can put anything on there. That's ridiculous. So now that the families are involved, it's just taking this to like this other level of, I mean, do we need to all sit down in the living room and not know why they're there? And then somebody walks in and is like, we're all here because we love each other.
Yeah,
like,
but Kevin Burkhardt said there was something that was tangible. There was tension going on in that game between these two.
You could see it on TV. It was like Dak had to force him the ball later in the game, and they got off to a weird start. Listen, I've been there where you're just off with a player and had nothing to do with off the field stuff, but just you're off. He went to 10 yards. I thought he was going to be at 9, you know, based on the leverage or coverage or whatever. I thought he was going to break at this route or whatever, this depth or this move, or that showed me this. And we just kind of are off. And I'd literally go to the coordinator and say, hey, just hand him the ball, snap him the ball, give him, put in the reverse to him, whatever, throw him just a quick ball just to get back in rhythm. You know what I mean? Let's just get on the same page, and then we'll figure out the rest of it. Put one good positive deposit in the bank. It really was tangible, palpable through the TV. So I can only imagine what it felt like at the game.
Yeah.
But it just looked off. And now you got family members like perpetuating this thing. It's just, I don't understand that. I know. And the point is, the good thing is the family cares, right? They're one, the family's around. Two, they care. So, like, let's say something positive about it. But three, okay, you got to understand what these comments mean to other people and how, like, it's hard enough to win a game. It's hard enough to convert a third down to get a scoring drive orchestrated. But now you're going to, you know, throw shade at the guy trying to give your kid the ball, or you're like, it just doesn't help anybody, and it's really too bad. You know, it's a good thing that these mediums and forms of media like exist for people to get their talent out there and opinions out there, and there's some good stuff you can get from it, but also there's some negative that comes with it too, and it's really too bad for that team to even have to like, how do you even start talking about that? All I want to do is, we just want to go win games. You know, that stuff, I don't got time for that.
If you're Kansas City, can you try to make Lamar Jackson either a passer or a runner? Like, can you make your goal is to make him one-dimensional, I'm guessing, but it doesn't really work. Yeah. But what would be your mindset, Kansas City's defense approach?
He's gotten better as a passer, which is the problem for defenses. And even since his MVP year, was much more of the scrambling, the wild plays, the, you know, it looks like a Madden football game because he's so dang talented. Now, he's starting, especially in that second half last week, he's starting to get to a place where people never knew he could get to, meaning drop back, you know, 10 to 15 times a game, go through your first couple reads, and get to 3, 4, and 5 with a quick little pocket movement. That's the NFL. You know what I mean? Good teams, good defense will force you to do that. So in my opinion, the best you can, keep the clamps on the run game, and he's going to get a couple, right? You're playing Jordan, you're playing LeBron, you're playing Kobe. They're going to get some. You got to do your best to just mitigate that and try and take away one of his best targets. Try and, you know, force Mark Andrews out of the game. You know, control Zay Flowers. Pick one of them and make somebody else beat you, and then that's going to be your formula to win. Essentially, if they do these things, if he drops back 15 times, and gets to his third read, you know, 12 of those times, and completes those balls, on our defense, he deserves to win the game. And that's what Chris Jones, I need a play. I need one play. You know what I mean? These guys up front, Tranquil, who I love. McDuffie, come on now. This is your game. The second year, dude, I love – he was an all-pro as a nickel. Are you kidding me? This McDuffie kid is a baller, man. I love him. You know, like one of those guys, you got to make the game-changing play without doing anything outside of our system. One's going to come your way. You got to capitalize on it, and that's what I would try and do. Force him to drop back 15 times, convert these third downs, go on long drives, converting third downs on those multiple third downs on those drives with his arm, and see if he can do it. And if he can do it, he deserves a win.
If the Bears called you and asked you what to do with the number one overall pick.
Oh, boy. You know what? We're going to have to do this one. I need to go watch it. And here's the other thing. I mean, you see the USC stuff in my deal. Like, that's, you know, I love my school. I love
Do you want to wait a month?
Yeah, because I got to go really grind on these guys. I got to figure out, like, what I got to go grind on their film. And figure out who I would legitimately take.
But you did no pause. Bias. You did pause. You did pause a while there. So what makes you nervous about Caleb Williams?
No, I just because I don't want to say yes, I would go Caleb Williams or I would go Drake May or I would go anybody without really watching. I've been to two of Caleb Williams' games. They were against San Jose State and maybe Nevada. So it's not a real good.
Would you move on from Justin Fields? Would you move on from Justin Fields?
Once again, formula to win. Could I come up with a formula for him to win? Heck yes. It's going to be a lot more design runs. It's going to be a little more of the earlier Lamar Jackson stuff until I can get him to a place where he's going to be one of those, not necessarily, he's never going to be a pure dropback passer. That's not a game because you're kind of taking away his stinger if you do that to him. I think you can get him to a place and in a system that has the proper structure to where, look at Kyler Murray towards the end of the season. He's not running nearly as much. Lamar Jackson, not running nearly as much. You know, there's players that you can teach and mold. Look at Mahomes even. I mean, that's a structured system. And he learned from a dropback guy in Alex Smith his first year and saw how it happens. Now, when it's time to move around, I mean, there's nobody better and you let him use his instincts and go beat the other team, and you're not necessarily beating scheme at that point. You're beating players. It's a player beating a player, not defeating a scheme. The scheme was right. The defense had you nailed down. You were done. There was nowhere to go, but you make a play, and that's where you kind of get over the hump with Justin and just keep continuing to groom him. But once again, that is arguably, and I played in New York, that might be just tough, if not tougher, to play there. That is a rough media market, man. They are on you. I mean, it is at least New York, you get a little bit of deflection with Giants and Jets. You got two teams there that can take a little bit of the blow for you. But Chicago, man, it's and they're starving for a winning team right now. So it's that's a tough place. But yes, in a month, I will have a full breakdown on the QBs for you.
All right. Quickly, before we say goodbye, how does this weekend play out?
As much as I want the Lions to win, just because of the story, like the memes about this game. Have you seen the Eminem rolling up in 8 Mile and that's Jared Goff rolling up to the game with the Lions? Like, that one killed me. That one was so funny to me. I just, you know, that's the feel good story. They're going on the road. Like, that is a tough group. And Dan Campbell said, this is what the team's going to be. And everybody kind of laughed at him and wrote him off and they're in a smaller market. So whatever. I mean, can you imagine those guys in the Super Bowl? That place would not. I mean, the whole city of Las Vegas is going to be all of Detroit.
Like, yep.
So that, I just don't know if they can do it there. I think the 49ers, the big thing for the Niners, they got to pressure Goff, man. Where are these guys up front? The Bosas, the Armsteads, the Hargraves. You picked up Randy Gregory. You picked up Chase Young. I mean, that is a star-studded cast there. Like, I need some production out of those guys. I need at least three from you guys, right? Like, and a couple tip balls. Eric Armstead's like a redwood tree, man. He's massive. So that guy's got to affect the game. They got to shut down Gibbs. I think San Fran has the advantage. And then, you know, this is the year. This is the year the Bills should have caught KC. This is the year that Lamar Jackson's got to handle his business at home. Once again, he played an excellent second half. And you could tell he took over that thing. So yeah. I could see San Fran and Baltimore handling this thing. You never want to bet against Mahomes, and I might regret it. But if I got to pick, I'll go San Fran, Baltimore.
Great to talk to you. We'll have you back in a month, and then you could tell us what you think Chicago should do.
Tell you who I'm drafting.
Right,
love it.
All right. That's Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst, former NFL and USC quarterback. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What's in store for tomorrow? And how hot do you think we are after this?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store tomorrow, and of course, your calls on our hotness. Sean in Sacramento. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Yo, my uncle from another mother. My brother's behind the board. First of all, man, thank y'all so much, man. I just came back from a whirlwind trip to Singapore and the Philippines. My goddaughter, I mean, my daughter got to meet my grandparents, her great-grandparents. And I got to tell you, downloading the podcast, Dan Takes a Gamble, the Backroom Guys, y'all kept me sane during that 25-hour trip. So thank y'all very much. But I gotta throw the ratings out there, man, because I feel like Seton kind of backed out for some weird reason. Come on, Seton, it's 2024, man. It's okay to rate your buddies. First of all, front row. Counterclockwise. I'm going to start with Polly. He definitely has that Jason Statham look. Definitely one of those action hero looking type guys. I'm going to go ahead and give him a hard 8. A hard 8. If he gets the eye fix, he can move up to a 9. I'll move on to my man Debo Samuel. I mean, my man Marv. Who doesn't love chocolate? I mean, come on, man. He's always fitted. Shoes always match the hat. I'm going to stand on business and give him a hard 7. Always looking good. If the hands were a little bigger, it might be an 8.
Fair enough.
Moving on to America's sweetheart, my man Seton O'Connor, man, former goth guy, you know, got the rock star look to him. Always keeps everybody laughing with his giggle. A hard 9. A hard solid nine
for the former boy band Seton O'Connor.
That's what she said.
You got to give it to him, man. And he's respectable. He didn't want to raid his friends. Fritzy, where do I start?
It's not where you start, it's where you end, Sean.
Right, Right. He gives me Kevin James vibes, a little Homer Simpson-ish, lovable loser. So as much as I want to drop him to a five, you got to give him something for his. He's always working hard. He's always working hard for the comedy dollar. I'll give him a solid 6.6. Fritzy, get back in the gym, man. Get back on your diet game. It could get all the way up to an 8. Love y'all. Keep it real, gangsta.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Sean.
Well done.
Yeah. All right.
Very reasonable numbers and suggestions.
Oh, now you feel a little better. Yeah. A hotness scale here. Didn't think we were going to have that on our bingo card today.
Rating on hotness.
Here's one that we just got from Tracy.
All right.
Dan, 10. Looks and voice, obviously.
Oh.
Fritzy is a cute 3. All right. These scales are all over the place. Mark Sanchez is a 20, apparently.
Wow.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
Let's see. Marvin is a smooth 8.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would say this is a generous rating, but then she gave you a cute 3.
Oh, wait. No, this is a different person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, I don't remember what this. Fritzy is a solid 2 from this.
Oh, wow. Harsh. Cute 3 and solid 2.
Yeah. Damn.
Just split the difference. I'll take the 2.5 and go home.
All right. Call it a day.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Your poor wife when you get home.
He's going to have second thoughts after hearing all these numbers. Like, what am I doing
here? I don't think she's going to have second thoughts. I think she's had second thoughts.
At this point, it's just...
It could be third or fourth thoughts. You know, I'm having fifth thoughts on you. But you did have... You had something that none of us had. You had a window where... That's like peak. You had a full head of hair. You were jacked. You're walking around with your shirt off. And you look like... You're a movie star.
You got to live in the moment now. That's
but you had that. Would you rather that you didn't have that?
I'm glad I had that. I don't think I made the most of that opportunity.
Okay, but I never had that. You had that.
I didn't go away to college, and I was probably a little shy and too busy with my studies and stuff, and I think I should have done more than I did with that. That's my only regret with that.
Dude's talking like that window, by the way, was taken away from him. Like
you...
Like, and then someone robbed me of that window.
You closed the window.
Fully within your...
Yeah, it's not like Bo Jackson's hip injury.
You could literally get that window back right now if you chose to. You know that, right?
I got to talk to Frank Thomas and Doug Flutie about this testosterone.
I don't think that's what you need.
She'll like it, too.
I guarantee
it. You know, Frank, why don't you get out of here?
You're talking to my wife. Move.
Yeah.
And babe, what the hell? You don't got to, like... Okay, I get it, but just chill.
I like when Frank goes, and she'll like it too. And then there are two women there with this guy on the driving range.
Like, that's my wife. Can you not?
Todd, what did I learn?
Kevin James lost a big heavyweight wrestling match in high school. It was a quiet bus ride back, and he smelled just like the guy who beat him.
Thanks for joining us. We'll try to do better tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.